The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Ibrahim Kwarteng. In the headlines, Ghana Health Service alerts public on cholera outbreak in Accra. Peace and conflict expert calls on legislature to resolve controversy surrounding the creation of 45 constituencies. Judiciary tax to educate political parties on electoral disputes to help stem litigations. GJA advises journalists to publish stories that project good image of the country. And U.S. President Barack Obama accepts nomination as leader of Democratic Party. But first, the summary by Sally Bosman.
The Greater Accra region has recorded 12 cases of cholera in the last 4 days. This brings the total number of cases to 30 in just 2 months. The Deputy Regional Director of Health Services, Dr. Edward Entry, told Radio Ghana that the cholera outbreak in the region started at the beginning of the year and is now on the increase. The Executive Director of the West Africa Network for Peace Building, Dr. Emmanuel Bombande, has called on the legislature to resolve the controversy surrounding the creation of the 45 constituencies. According to him, the country has just had successes in the conduct of elections and that nothing should be done to erode its enviable international reputation. The Ghana Journalists Association has advised its members to concentrate more on issues that project the image of the country. President of the GJA, Ranford Tete, said even though the international media is cited as portraying the negative side of the continent, local journalists also fuel such perceptions. And U.S. President Barack Obama has accepted the nomination of the Democratic Party. He told delegates that America's problems have built up over decades and cannot be fixed in a flash.
Radio Ghana, the ultimate news reference. We are reliable. The world listens to our voice.
The Ghana Health Service has warned the public to be alert following the outbreak of cholera in Accra. Speaking to Radio Ghana on Behind the News, the Deputy Greater Accra Director of the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Edward Entry, said there has been an upsurge of reported cases of the disease over the past weeks. He said more than 12 cases have been reported within this week.
We've had 33 cases over the past 3 days. At the beginning of this year, we experienced an outbreak of cholera, and it has persisted until now. The disease hasn't gone away. We're still recording cases week after week. What is happening in this instance is that over the past 3 days, we have had an upsurge in the number of cases, because for the past 2 months, we have seen a decline in the number of cases that were being reported. For instance, 2 weeks ago, we recorded a total of 18 cases. And then last week, that is up to Sunday, we have recorded 12 cases over a one-week period.
But Doc, one would say, why the low publicity on the cholera outbreak in spite of this upsurge?
It's not low publicity. It's been there all along. And I think with other things, people, including some of you in the media, at a point, go and focus on other issues. The problem hasn't gone away. It is still there. When the disease goes away, and the outbreak will be declared as being over.
Well, how best can we battle this disease?
At the moment, I think what needs to be done is at the individual level for people to take the preventive measures seriously.
Deputy Greater Accra Director of the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Edward Entry. The Executive Director of the West Africa Network for Peace Building, Dr. Emmanuel Bombande, has called on the legislature to use parliamentary proceedings to resolve the controversy surrounding the creation of the 45 constituencies. He said the country has gained international reputation in the conduct of elections, and therefore everything possible must be done to ensure continuous peace. Dr. Bombande spoke to Agatha Samoa on Behind the News.
This is an issue that is in the domain of the parliamentary process, and the members of parliament who represent the people of Ghana must have the capacity to be able to deal with such issues dispassionately amongst themselves with reference to the respect of the rule of law and respect to the institutions of the state, who must ensure that the rule of law and all provisional institutions are implemented. I do not like the idea of going to parliament with this process and at the same time, having a parallel process outside through the media. When you are trying to solve a problem, however difficult it might be in terms of disagreement, you don't make it worse by creating a bigger problem that you cannot resolve in the future. And so I take exception to the insinuations and suggestions that talks about the credibility of Dr. Afarijan and the Electoral Commission to be completely, so to speak, partial in this process and supporting one side against the other. When you do that, then you are creating a bigger problem, because if things begin to get difficult, somebody is not going to say that, didn't we say that this guy is partial? It is the responsibility of all of us to engage them in a manner that carries the interest of the state at heart and not to destroy it. This is the way I think we should approach it, and the goal is in the court of the members of parliament through the procedures that they have to ensure that we can come out of this. Our electoral commission has track record, has integrity, and has respect. It's because we have a problem now with the creation of constituencies. We begin to undermine that same electoral commission. We trash them and we rubbish them. Then we are cutting our noses to spite our face, and we will regret the harm that would have brought to the electoral commission, because when the problem emerges, it will be bigger for all of us to be able to carry.
The executive director of the West African Network for Peace Building, Dr. Emmanuel Bombande, still on the creation of additional constituencies, the TUC says the Electoral Commission should sit with the political parties and all stakeholders to agree on clear criteria for the alteration of the constituencies. It said on the basis of the consensus reached, the EC can meet the constitutional instrument that establishes the legal criteria for altering constituencies and then proceed to alter the constituencies based on the constitutional instrument. A statement issued by the Secretary General, Kofi Asamoah, said, this must not be for the purposes of the 2012 elections, but for the 2016 elections. The TUC said, since the legal instrument for the proposed constituencies is not in force barely 2 months to the elections, it is impracticable to expect political parties to go through various processes to take part in the election in those proposed constituencies. President John Dramani Mahama has met his Togolese counterpart Foro Nyasingbe as part of a sub-regional thank you tour. He thanked the president and the people of Togo for the show of solidarity and support during the funeral of President Jonathan Mills. The two leaders also discussed bilateral issues, particularly areas of cooperation in energy and water. They also spoke on sub-regional security, especially the crisis in Mali. President Mahama assured President Nyasingbe that Ghana will play her role to ensure stability in the sub-region.
The reason for my being here is threefold. The first one being to thank His Excellency President Faure for taking time off to come and mourn with us during the passing away of our late President, President John Evans Atta Mills, and to thank the people of Togo and the government of Togo for the solidarity they showed to us during this difficult period. The reason was to discuss some bilateral issues between Ghana and Togo. As you are aware, Ghana and Togo have historical links between us, and there are a lot of areas that we can cooperate together. And so we discussed issues to do with cooperation in energy, electricity supply, and to do with water supply. We are working on a joint project together at Sogakope in Ghana to develop a treatment plant for water to supply the southern part of our water region and supply the southern part of Togo with water. And so we discussed that project too. That was the second reason, bilateral cooperation. The third is sub-regional security. We discussed issues of security in the sub-region, especially pertaining to the situation in Mali. And I give the assurance that Ghana will play its role in respect of ensuring that the West African sub-region is stable. We also discussed issues of piracy in the Gulf of Guinea and in our joint waters. And we agreed for our naval authorities and maritime authorities to collaborate together in terms of checking piracy and other such incidents at sea. And so as early as next week, we have agreed that our top security chiefs, including our naval and maritime authorities, will meet in Ghana to discuss how they can cooperate jointly to check any incidents of piracy in our common waters.
President Mahama. Vice President Pakwesi Emisa Atta has appealed to Ghanaians to check their particulars in the voters' register. Speaking to the media after checking his at Accra High School Center, the Vice President said the exercise is a simple process which does not pose any difficulty or waste of time.
I think it's a very simple system. Everybody should come and make sure that their names are on the register. I encourage everybody to go to where they registered and check their names and make sure that they are registered as voters.
You had a second look at your picture. Did you doubt it?
No, I just wanted to make sure that it was me. Because I don't want him to tell me and then take something and find that it's not me. So I made a double assurance. That's all.
Your message to Ghanaians?
Is to take some time, a couple of minutes, and make sure that you are on the register. It's a very simple process. I don't think you waste a lot of time. So they should all make an attempt and check their names. I didn't try the text message, so I decided to come because I've voted here for many years, and so I like to come and check.
Vice President Pakwesi Emisa Atta in that interview with Seth Ayia. A former Attorney General Laikwe Otu, whose name was mentioned in an alleged meeting between NDC national organizer Yao Boatinjan and some party faithful, says he is not disturbed by the statements made about him at the said meeting. He says their actions constitute conspiracy, which is criminal, adding they ought to be charged. Mr. Laikwe Otu spoke to Agatha Asamoah.
I'm not surprised. My worry is that if people could give details of what they were planning, to the extent that they know where my chambers are located, and they know the time I close, and they know where I go and whatever I do, that is a little bit problematic. It means that it's not mere words that they are using, but they are prepared to put it into action. They ought to be warned that in criminal law, conspiracy is committed when two or more persons agree to do a criminal act. So if indeed these people met and decided that they were going to eliminate some of us, and that in itself is a crime of conspiracy that they have committed.
But have you made any formal complaint to the police?
Oh, not really. I believe that it's in the public domain. I have heard the National Security Advisor saying that he's going to work on it. We only hope that, like Obama said, we strengthen our institution. So if that institution can work and get to the bottom of this, invite the gentleman.
As you rightly said, the National Security Coordinator has stated that Mr. Boatinjan will be invited for some explanation. Do you think it should go beyond just invitation?
Well, the invitation is where the investigation should start, because we need to get some leads to follow in criminal investigation.
Former Attorney General Aikwe Otu. For his part, the acting national chairman of the NDP, Dr. Josiah Aye, said his party is not perturbed in any way, though it is disappointed. He said it shows that the NDC is not competitive. Dr. Aye said the issue is coming up at a time when tension is gradually mounting because of the elections. Therefore, due process must be followed. He spoke to Agatha Asamoah.
So I would have said that, well, we could leave it to the great agencies. I said that in the past, the NDC, by its own record, has shown they're not prepared to be fair, they're not prepared to be even-handed in matters like this. But we take the threat and the plot in hatched, as we heard on the tape, very seriously. But we're not deterred. We will keep on doing our campaign. Simply show that the NDC is in panic. And I believe that that panic and the underhand tactics that we've seen so heavily displayed don't stretch the election. But obviously, they seem to be targeted at the election. That's what should give us
What is your take on the comments or the statement that he made has the potential that could likely affect national stability?
We are 3 months more or less away from election, and times like that, of course, are prone to tension. And if you do things like this that, of course, would go against the will of the people, then it's possible to say that fault lines could develop. These things ought not to happen. And if they are happening and we have time yet to try to staunch them, I think they must be. I would say that let's give the man due process.
Acting National Chairman of the NDP, Dr. Josiah Aye. Meanwhile, the Executive Director of the West Africa Network for Peace Building, WANEP, Dr. Emmanuel Bombande, is calling for a dispassionate approach to deal with issues raised in the said tape. He says the statements made at the said meeting undermine the credibility of the country's security agencies and should therefore not be politicized.
Basically, from a security perspective, the question is, are the agencies of state responsible for ensuring security capable of dealing with a threat when that threat is conspiratorial or not? And if you listen to the outline of the work of the Joint National Task Force for the Elections. There is no doubt in my mind, as the Inspector General of Police presented it, there is no doubt in my mind that at the level of security, Ghana is prepared to ensure that we are able to manage those aspects. But that does not mean that when we have politicians, particularly those who have leadership positions in their parties, engage in this type of language and in this type of discourse, it does not undermine the work of the security agencies, and that it does not undermine the efforts towards peaceful election.
The Executive Director of WANEP, Dr. Emmanuel Bombande. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. Ghana Health Service alerts public on cholera outbreak in Accra. Expert calls on legislature to resolve controversy surrounding creation of the 45 constituencies. GJA advises journalists to publish issues that project good image of the country. Judiciary tax to educate political parties on electoral disputes to help stem litigation. U.S. President Barack Obama accepts nomination as leader of Democratic Party. And U.S. says Sudan's refusal to accept border deal with South Sudan could spark war. Please stay tuned.
Radio Ghana, the ultimate news reference. We are reliable. The world listens to our voice.
You're welcome back. The Deputy Communications Director of the Progressive People's Party, PPP, Samuel Amwakon, says if the party is voted into power, it will make education free, compulsory, and continuous from kindergarten to senior high school. More so, all schools will be provided with modern facilities to offer quality education. He said this in an interview with our correspondent, Ernest Obin Enim.
We have had a paper presented to the press and the people of Ghana as far back as February 25th this year. We have costed education, we have a policy on it, and we know what we are talking about. We want to standardize school facilities from kindergarten to senior high school. We want to implement what we call free, compulsory, and continuous education. Free, compulsory, and continuous education. That is from kindergarten to senior high. And we will do that by standardizing school facilities from this kindergarten to senior high school with libraries, classrooms, kitchen housing, teachers, playgrounds, etc., etc. We will make sure that we implement a comprehensive reform in our education system. And that is what we have costed it, and we will make sure that we are able to do it, because there is so much money in the system being wasted. Corruption has become one of the main cankers of this country. And if we are able to improve on the performance of government, we will save so much and we will be able to implement this free, compulsory, and continuous education we are talking about. We have costed it, and we know that it's going to cost about 700 million Ghana cedis a year.
Other parties are also saying that, I know of NPP, which is also saying that it will give free SHS education. How different is your free compulsory education to that of the NPP or other parties who are also advocating that?
I don't know the nitty-gritty of what other parties are talking about, but I can speak for that of the PPP. We want to implement a comprehensive educational program, and that is, you don't just go to school. People are also talking about expansion. I don't know what that means. We are going to make sure that the free education, it's not just free education, quality free education.
Deputy Communications Director of PPP, Samuel Amwakon, in an interview with Ernest Obin Enim. The New Vision Party will tomorrow hold its National Delegates Congress to elect a flag bearer for the December elections. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the founder of the party, Prophet Daniel Nkansa, who is also the sole aspirant, said the New Vision Party is determined to win the 2012 elections. He spoke to Seth Seyia.
We are going to have our Congress this coming Saturday morning.
How many people have filed to contest the position of a flag bearer?
We open our doors for people to come and pick their forms to file for the flag bearership. But it's unfortunate. Two people came and picked their nomination forms. But up to last week, no one has come out to bring the forms. So as I'm talking to you now, it is only Prophet Daniel Nkansa, the founder and leader of the New Vision Party, who is going.
Now that it is clear you are the only person contesting, how much is the filing fee?
we agreed that Rex Agbera should pay 5,000 Ghana cedis for the filing. So I, Prophet Nkansa, take my forms and brought it to the office, paid my 5,000 Ghana cedis.
Would you also use the Congress to elect national executives of the party?
We are going to do the national executive elections and the flag bearer.
Have you put in place the necessary measures to ensure a successful Congress?
Yes, as you know, New Vision Party is a peaceful political party. There is no confusion in the party. We are always one. So in fact, we are putting all our things well for a successful and a peaceful Congress.
On the creation of the 45 new constituencies, Prophet Nkansa expressed support for the Electoral Commission and asked Parliament to pass it into law. He said the creation of the new constituencies will enable the smaller parties to win some of the seats and have representation in Parliament.
You see, in Ghana is very trusted, and we have all confidence in them, and we know anything that EC will do will be a right thing for Ghanaians. The New Vision Party is in support of what EC is trying to do. I'm happy that EC is going to create 45 constituencies, because one person cannot handle a constituency which contain about 30,000 people, 40,000 people in one constituency for one MP to control them. That is why always the people in the constituency said the MPs are not doing anything better in the constituencies.
Founder of the New Vision Party, Prophet Daniel Nkansa, talking to Seth Eya, a senior lecturer in law at the Ghana Institute of Management and Public Administration, GIMPA. Kofi Abuchi has called on the judiciary to engage political parties on the rules that govern electoral dispute resolutions in order to reduce the number of such cases brought before the courts. He said this will build public confidence in the judicial system. Mr. Abuchi was addressing former members of parliament who have gathered to discuss actions and inactions that can cause political instability, with focus on the media and the courts.
By the very legal system we operate in Ghana, our judiciary is supposed to be a laid-back institution. It doesn't act, it is compelled, and then it acts. So until anybody goes to court, the court does nothing. I think, unfortunately, in the circumstances of our time, the courts are very careful to engage parties. It is never traditionally the role of courts to speak to parties under these circumstances. The courts are supposed to take a back seat. The parties come with their problems, the courts take an independent look at things and give decisions in accordance with law.
On the media, Mr. Abuchi said while the media strive to be the first to break the news, they should bear in mind that they can equally be the first to cause conflicts. This is because if they do not sieve what they broadcast or publish, the media can, by what they put in the public domain, fuel violence. He therefore urged the Inki fraternity not to be only guided by their professional code, but also the criminal code. The Ghana Journalist Association, GJAE, has advised its members to focus more on publishing issues that project the good image of the country. The president of the GJAE, Ransford Tete, says while the international media is cited as always being interested in the negatives on the continent, local journalists fuel such perceptions. He was speaking in an interview in Accra with Augustus Akwe on the sidelines of a symposium by former members of parliament. He stressed that the GJAE bites when the need arises.
What we do always is to blame the international media for carrying stories that are negative about us. So if we have to make sure that they represent what is really happening here, then we should be up and doing our work. But if we also decide that, look, we're going to always project only the negative in our society, then they have a field day when we have negative things they say. And so they are interested in that. But there are good things happening in our country, and that we need to project those ones more than just the negative.
You heard the president of the GJAE, Ransford Tete, speaking to Augustus Akwe. Radio Ghana News continues after this break.
Radio Ghana, the ultimate news reference. We are reliable. The world listens to our voice.
The news continues. Due to criticisms by the public that the computerized school selection and placement system CSSPS is not transparent, the Ghana Education Service has met with the media and some stakeholders in the education sector to demonstrate how the placement of the 30% catchment area, which is ready, was done. For this year, 374,161 students registered, but 151,251 vacancies have been declared available. The Minister of Education, Lee Okran, who was present, said the CSSPS is transparent since it is based on merit and availability of vacancy. Here is a report by Victoria Ahaji.
According to the minister, the CSSPS will ensure that there is equity and competition in the senior high schools. He said government and its ministry are committed to improving basic education and therefore make education accessible to all, irrespective of their financial status or where they are coming from.
I want to assure you that what we are going to do here is very transparent. This year, the total number of people who register are 376,859. The results received cover 374,161. Total vacancies declared 151,251. So whether it is free or paid, some people will not get admission to secondary schools.
Minister of Education Lee Okran ending that report by Victoria Ahaji. On the foreign front, U.S. President Barack Obama has accepted the nomination of the Democratic Party and delivered a speech saying, voters face the choice of a generation. He laid out goals for the U.S., telling voters about the challenge he faces from Republican Mitt Romney for the White House in November. Opinion polls show the two contenders neck and neck. President Obama told delegates in the hall and voters watching at home that the nation's problems have built up over decades and cannot be fixed in a flash. President Obama promised he will not pretend to offer a smooth path.
Now, I won't pretend the path I'm offering is quick or easy. I never have. You didn't elect me to tell you what you wanted to hear. You elected me to tell you the truth. And the truth is, it will take more than a few years for us to solve challenges that have built up over decades. It'll require common effort and shared responsibility and the kind of bold, persistent experimentation that Franklin Roosevelt pursued during the only crisis worse than this one.
President Barack Obama. The U.S. has warned that Sudan's refusal to accept a border deal with South Sudan could spark an outright conflict. The comments were made by the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Susan Rice, following a Security Council meeting on the issue. To end the news, the main points again. The Greater Accra region has recorded 12 cases of cholera in the last 4 days. This brings the total number of cases to 30 in just 2 months. The executive director of the West African Network for Peace Building, Dr. Emmanuel Bombande, has called on the legislature to resolve the controversy surrounding the creation of the 45 constituencies. The Ghana Journalists Association has advised its members to concentrate more on issues that project the image of the country. And U.S. President Barack Obama has accepted the nomination of the Democratic Party. He told delegates that America's problems have built up over decades and cannot be fixed in a flash. The news was presented by Ibrahim Kwakun in Accra.